Hello, my queens. Welcome back to another transformative episode of Rebuilding You, the podcast where we dive deep into all things personal development, healing, and success after divorce. I'm your host, Christina, and today's episode is all about crafting your roadmap to success. Divorce doesn't define us as we know, it refines us. And that's everything that we've been working on these last few episodes. And I really wanted to help us put together our own unique roadmap to defining what success means for us and the things that we want.
You're listening to Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio. Hi, I'm Christina Cuevas. 7 years ago, I went through a divorce and it completely turned my world upside down, and I'm so glad it did. I documented my healing to share information with other women going through their own divorce journey. And now, with thousands of downloads around the world from divorced women just like you, I'm here to show you how to ditch the shame around divorce and finally heal so that you can regain the confidence to create your most abundant and joyful future. I'm so glad you're here. This is Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio.
A lot of times society can put all of these labels and things that we think are meaning success. And that really hasn't been my experience. My success really felt truthful and authentic to me when I started creating my own roadmap. And I felt that this was especially powerful. Even after going through divorce, I've always been goal-oriented. I love strategizing. I love having goals. I love doing things. I'm a doer. But after divorce, it felt really difficult because my life felt like it was completely turned upside down, and I didn't know what the future held for me because everything was different. And I was like, how could I want the same things when I am not the same person? I'm forever changed. And when I tried to go and find my roadmap, go online, where do I go from here? I'm divorced. Now what? It was very difficult, and I had to really craft it myself, pave my own way, if you will. And that is the whole point of today's episode, is really giving you some tips and things that you can begin to implement as you start crafting your own roadmap to success. I want you to emerge feeling stronger and more empowered and ready to create a life that you truly love after this episode. Again, today, I'm sharing the three-step process that helped me and countless other women rebuild their lives and really harness your inner magic. All right, let's jump in. The first step to crafting your roadmap to success is to acknowledge where you're at. That is the first ingredient. We can't know where we're going unless we know where we've been and where we are. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of emotions after divorce, but remember, this is now your fresh canvas because divorce was the thing that was like the tornado, came and turned our whole life upside down. And we're not on the same path trajectory that we were before divorce. It's different. This is also a fresh canvas if you choose to look at it that way. I want you to reflect on your passions, your strengths, and your values. A really helpful tool, you can go and look it up, and I'll try to remember to put it in the show notes, but there's an attachment, it's a PDF from Brené Brown, where she talks about all of the different core values that we could choose. And if you need a values reset, because gosh, I need to reevaluate my values probably like once a year. And I think it's a really important place to start and really look at the things that we value today, the things that we're passionate about today, the things that we feel are our strengths today, and being able to move forward from there using that as our starting point to finding out what our mission in life is, what sets your soul on fire. By embracing this, you're embracing your authentic self, and you're also laying the foundation for your journey ahead. You're laying what those steps are, and ultimately that roadmap will begin unveiling itself. Now, I'm speaking from my own experience. Like, I remember feeling a mix of uncertainty and excitement when I discovered that this was all truly in my hands. The key was really embracing the uncertainty and channeling it into discovering new opportunities. And this wasn't something that I discovered overnight. It took some time to really be able to try little things, to starting to get to know my authentic self. But trust me, there's a silver lining even in the most challenging moments. And that's what I hope to convey about divorce. The other thing that's going to be important for crafting your roadmap is a total game changer. And it's setting goals. Setting goals, but for little wins, micro wins. They are ultimately what's needed when we've had a setback like divorce. It can feel like we are clouded. Our whole life is clouded by this gray cloud, this gray rain cloud that follows us everywhere. We need little wins on a daily basis, even an hourly basis. We need little wins so that we can celebrate small victories and be able to lead with momentum and build that momentum so that we can start to be able to take those action steps forward in becoming successful. Celebrating the small victories will absolutely ignite your inner confidence, the belief in yourself. But it's also about taking those larger goals and then breaking them down into little bite-sized chunks. And so whether it's signing up for that class that you've been eyeing, taking a solo trip, these wins will propel you forward. I remember the first time I set a post-divorce goal, and that was to own my own home. And I had no clue how I was going to get there. But I had to break it down into little bite-sized things. I had to get my credit score aligned. I had to find a job. I had to be able to have a good credit rating. I had to pay off certain debts so that my loan could go through. I had to find the house. I had to find a house in my budget. I had to find an area. So many little things, but that became part of the roadmap. When you break down your goal into smaller bite-sized pieces, it's also easier to not feel so overwhelmed of like, how is this going to happen? And then feeling like it's not going to happen, feeling discouraged because the goal is so big. When we break it down into smaller pieces, we're giving ourselves more of those opportunities for those small victories. Hi, how are you loving the episode? If this is something that's been beneficial for you and you'd like to help other women going through divorce, I would love it if you could help me on this mission to maximize our impact from our own divorce. An easy way that you can do that is by rating and reviewing this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on right now. This really helps to boost the podcast and become more discoverable for other women who are going through divorce. If you're listening on Apple, just click on the Her Heart Heals podcast page, scroll down to ratings and review. Just click on the stars and give it a 5-star rating, hopefully. And on Spotify, it's conveniently located at the very top of the Her Heart Heals page. We are truly in this together, and it means the world to me if you would rate and review the podcast. Okay, back to the episode. But also being able to just focus, laser focus on ourselves, and then over time, you're going to just look up and be like, man, I have the things that I have today that I prayed about a year ago, 6 months ago. I don't want you to get discouraged or overwhelmed on the bigger goals from the previous tip that I shared, but I want you to just at least start focusing on the smaller things that you can do and crafting little wins throughout your day. Achieving those mini goals was also a reminder that success is a journey. It's not a destination. And I think that's why I've been able to just, I feel like now I'm at this point in my life where I'm just absolutely relishing in my life. My life isn't perfect. I've got things going on, but I'm loving every single moment of it because of the things that I've cultivated along the way of the mini goals and being able to just enjoy the journey and trust the journey and trust the process to where now I'm like, it is part of it. Every single moment, I'm like looking for those little wins, looking for those little victories. And so I started to seek out more of that. And that's a part of my daily life now. This journey is uniquely yours. And I absolutely feel like it's such a special discovery when you can really begin to cultivate and see your life like that. Here we are at magical step number 3 of crafting your roadmap to success. And that's the power of visualization. I talked a little bit about how I was visualizing that one of my goals was owning a home. This is where we tap into the power of your mindset. Close your eyes and envision your success. One thing that I really like to do and make it a point, because it's a little bit difficult for me throughout the day to stop what I'm doing and meditate, but at night, right before I fall asleep, I close my eyes and I envision what it would be like to live in the life that I, if of the goals that I have in mind. I try to envision myself there, engaging all 5 senses, feel the emotions, the triumph, and the joy. And this exercise isn't just about dreaming. It's about aligning your energy with your goals. I found that when I do this, I'm cultivating more of those dreams as well, like literal dreams in my sleep. And then I wake up also feeling excited about the day, excited to go and do those micro victories, those micro actions. Even today, when I was going through my own healing process, I mean, I'm still going through my own healing process, but visualization is just my secret weapon. I've learned to just really love daydreaming, which is it's just another word for visualization. So I really want you to begin to see yourself stepping into your dream life and cultivating what that looks like for you. And let that energy fuel your actions. And it's all about, that's what manifesting is all about. Okay, so those are my 3 tips. Let's recap the 3-step process to crafting your roadmap to success after divorce. And the first thing that we talked about is starting where you are, embracing your authentic self, embracing your past, your present, embracing getting to know the things that make you you, the things that you stand for, and the things that you want to stand for going forward, and also discovering those new opportunities, the things that light you up. Number 2, setting goals for little wins. Choosing those big things, those big milestone moments, and then bite-sizing them down into celebrating those small victories so that you can boost your self-confidence over time. And then the 3rd thing, visualizing your success, daydreaming, aligning your mindset with your dreams and watch the magic unfold. Remember, your divorce doesn't define you, it refines you. It's a chapter that empowers you to create a life that radiates with achievement and fulfillment. And if I can do it, I have no doubt that you can too. And realizing that is half the battle. You're almost there. Until next time, keep shining and rebuilding, and I'll talk to you soon. Hey friend, it's Christina. Reclaiming You has been the go-to podcast for thousands of women just like you cultivating a new chapter after divorce. I'd love to have you join us over on The Pulse. It's our completely free weekly newsletter. You'll join our tribe of resilient women who value personal growth and together are determined to thrive after divorce. Every Tuesday, you'll get an email from me with exclusive tips, techniques, and hacks on lifestyle, finance, well-being, mindset. It's time to heal and attract the life you deserve. And best of all, it's free. Don't miss out. Sign up for The Pulse today at herheartheals.com. And let's conquer this journey together, because by healing ourselves, we heal the world. Visit herheartheals.com to join us for free and supercharge your journey to a brighter, happier you. See you there.